Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
It's that time, and I don't like leading this deal only because I think I play better off of Nicholas Allen Ball.
I think that's true, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's nothing.
I don't have any qualms with that. But I do have to ask you one thing, because we talk about a lot of cool things off air. Maybe one day we'll get a show together, do a podcast. We just go like B squared or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Hip to B squared. Something corny like that. But how can you believe what's happened with this? Like, I've been joking with Parker about this 5 or 6 day boom with Division I college basketball offers and now the open admission that there's decent talent.
I don't know what we talked about yesterday, but I wanted to ask you about that, because I honestly think you follow high school basketball better than I do.
I like it a lot.
And I couldn't believe it this weekend. We're like, I'm hopping onto Twitter and it's like every the Merle kid from Miller North gets like 8 offers in one weekend, and not from like anybody.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking Virginia
Tech,
Rose Beef State, and Cupcake Tech, and all that stuff. I mean, we're talking like real schools. It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's and then you got Chucky, obviously, who's been a name that's been on the radar for a long time around here. You know what I'm always fascinated by is the guys like how a Wisconsin can look at a kid and like him, and Creighton can look at it like we're very different styles, but could find a way to work in both.
I liken that to I liken that to like remember when Nebraska went through that stretch where they had different kind of quarterbacks on the roster, but they were running the same offense, and I'm like, man, what do you really want to do? But basketball, I think, can be different if the guy that you're looking at can play a certain way for you. Right? Like, you think Chucky, just for example, you think...
Is he better fast? Or because I've only watched like highlights. Would Chucky be better in a Wisconsin methodical system or better in a push it?
I think he's got flexibility because his basketball IQ is arguably the best in the state.
Yeah.
That's not hyperbole.
No, like, I mean, my brother's a big fan.
And he's a winner.
Yeah.
So I think he can play a lot of different ways. Personally, like if I wanted to just like be enjoyed and get my popcorn, I prefer him to play with tempo.
Yeah.
Because he's such a good decision maker.
Right.
And what people sleep on with him is his short area. You and I talk about this a lot. Like how you can maybe not be perceived as super explosive, but you get to any spot on the floor. His handle is really, really good.
Right.
He can change directions. He's very strong. So he kind of reminds me a little bit of Chris Paul.
Okay.
Any spot on the floor he can get to. Now, Jason Green and Hunter Salas and Max, those guys, hey, no pressure, right?
Like, holy moly.
I don't remember the last time there's been a basketball.
Three?
Yeah.
I mean, on one team.
I was trying to think, like,
no pressure, Tim Cannon.
He's one of the great guys in basketball.
I remember my junior year, there was DeRusso and Enright at Burke.
Yeah.
And I'm sure over the course of time, there's been two on, but I don't know if I've, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen three high major Division I guys on
We
one
said
team.
The same thing in Burke with football. Yeah. Right, with Watts, Hickman, and Henrich, we're like, when's the last time you've seen this? But I actually think it's only getting better. Because you got Saunders and Griggs at South.
Right.
Press is going to be super deep.
I was talking to my brother about this.
And how about Latrell Wrightsill, who for some is like an afterthought, and he may be one of the best shooters in the state.
Here's what's amazing to me. Here's what's amazing to me. And Parker, this will probably surprise you because you've just kind of like entered into the state and are getting a sense of like the lay of the land. When I was in high school, and even late 90s watching it, and then when I was playing, I graduated in 2003. Basically, the four Lincoln schools were the four best basketball teams in the state.
I agree.
Yeah.
Every year.
I agree.
I'm telling you, and I can say this, like, we, every single state tournament, we were like, oh, give us the Omaha team. We wanted, we wanted Benson. We wanted Prep. We wanted, we were like, gimme, though. The teams we didn't want were the other Lincoln teams.
Yeah.
And what I'm fascinated by, is it just the opening of North Star and Southwest, or is it the Bob Franzese, what is it that has changed, that has tilted things so much to Omaha?
I think it's a couple of things. Number one, I think the facilities in which you can go play basketball.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
don't underestimate that. I remember there were numerous, I'm sure, like, there were numerous days as a kid I would be like, I want to go play somewhere. And you had nowhere, sometimes you had nowhere to go play.
And a lot of it is like, the other thing is, some of it is good genes.
Yeah.
I mean, parents of our, guys are having kids.
Hunter Salas's mom could make a difference.
In the basket.
Yeah.
I mean, Mac's dad was a really good athlete. And so there's some of that, but I do think it is the attention to basketball, because it has become, I was almost afraid to embrace this. Like 2012, I was like, all these kids do is play basketball.
Right.
Right? It's, you couldn't get the good power forwards or the good wings to come out and be wide receivers or quarterbacks. It was like everybody was playing basketball, and I think it's starting to pay dividends. Because when we play in these tournaments, Coach Miles brought his son's team up here. We saw Jeff Campbell from Lincoln East bring his team up here. Like, those teams just aren't ready to compete here yet.
And the
upper teams, the good teams in Lincoln, I think, come here to Omaha to get good caliber competition.
Right.
But it's vastly different. I asked Jay Foreman about that about 5 or 6 months ago, because it sticks in his craw a little bit. Like, I think he's a little bit bothered by the fact that Lincoln has fallen behind Omaha a little bit in terms of youth sports. And I think a lot of it is the premium that's placed on playing. Like, getting games in and practicing and clinics and sessions, it's everywhere.
There clearly was an investment made.
Yeah.
On a variety of levels. And oftentimes you are going to see a return on your investment if the investment is worthwhile and real. And it feels like it was, and now it's paying off. The one thing we were talking about before, because I want to bring Parker in on this, the whole domino effect of offers, because we saw a big one it's Murrell, right?
Yeah, Murrell.
Murrell, sorry. Yeah. He had, how many offers did he have this week?
I think he got eight in 5 hours.
Think about that now.
I know.
I mean, that's incredible. And I do think there is something too, and I'm curious, Parker, football wise, like, if you see that even in football, where it's like sometimes all it takes is one to offer, then two becomes three and four and move on.
Yeah, it does. You see that. And it depends on the player and it depends on where they are. But I think it does happen that way. And especially basketball, it seems like it's more concentrated, because when you're on the AAU circuit, you could have coaches from 40 schools sitting in the stands. Right. They're all watching the same thing. They
right.
might view you in a different way. But once, and a kid like that, like, I think for a guy to go from, it's one thing from a guy to go from 15 offers to 25, but when it's the first one and then the second one, you sort of feel like some of it's a domino effect and some of it's probably like, oh, well, they did it, so we better do it.
I wonder that.
Some of it's, though, like, kid's going into his senior year, he's going to make a decision at some point. It's a lot better to be number three than it is to be number 12.
No question.
And it's a lot better if you see it and you think it and two other schools do it, you better get in that process now, because even a week later...
You think that didn't matter with Justin Patton or Sharif Mitchell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Even a week later, you're like, well, you watched the game last week, so what took you 6 more days?
In their defense, like, I can wrap my mind around that.
Well, who's the bell cow? Okay, so football, we agree it's Nebraska, obviously, when they offer. Shouldn't right now, currently, if Creighton offers, shouldn't everybody else...
You talking about in this area?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think if Creighton, like, if you're NC State or something like that,
yeah,
and you're recruiting a kid in Nebraska and Creighton hasn't offered him, that might make you go, what am I missing here?
I was talking with Elkhorn South's football coach about this with Teddy Prochazka.
Coach Rosenberg?
Yeah, Coach Rosenberg.
The nicest guy in high school football coaching?
About Teddy Prochazka, the 2021 tackle. And he said the combination of Nebraska offering and then Northwestern did.
Mm.
He said now everybody in the country knows he can play because Nebraska's offered him and his academics are good because Northwestern offered him.
That's wild.
His recruitment blows up because those two schools, they cover the bases for almost everybody else in the country.
And see, but I will say, and correct me if I'm wrong, the thing I admire about Frost and the staff is they don't seem too paralyzed by that.
You know what? I agree.
They don't seem too unwilling to be the first to offer.
Couldn't give a what? I agree.
And that's just my they seem like,
they're unflappable when it comes to pressure.
It's happened with quarterbacks with them a lot. They're the first one to offer quarterback and then 10 more schools.
Well, how about how some of the in-state guys, are some schools that are now officially feeling a little slighted that they haven't offered their guys. And I just don't get the sense Nebraska's going to be pressured.
I think if they trust their process, they trust their eyes, they trust how they evaluate, and if everything checks off, they're going to offer. It doesn't matter if they're the first, the 50th, it doesn't matter. And that's how you hope everybody operates, but I think the reality of the situation is when you're swooping in from the outside to a place like this, it can scare people off a little bit.
More important to keep basketball, baseball, or football talent in-state. Baseball has now reared its ugly head about people being upset that out-of-state. I never really hear that too much with basketball.
No.
Maybe it's because precedent has been set before.
So that's what my initial thought is football. I just think just because they're so... But you could say the same thing about basketball. They're few and far between. Fewer and far between. But, yeah, just football to me... Just when you're not in a talent rich place, when a Nick Henrich pops up, you better get him, man. Right?
Yeah, and he gets those offers came. It's weird. I think we may have to devote a segment to this because now I'm curious.
I mean, it's
about the bell cow offer and who is the benchmark where everybody else is like. To me, when Wisconsin offered Chucky,
I think that changed things.
That should have been, and I'm like,
it changed my mind a little bit because it's not like I was out on Chucky. I just didn't know. I mean, I'm like, I'm not sure. And then Wisconsin offered, I'm like,
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you. If I had to win one game.
Yeah.
And I had to, I'm getting him first because he's clutch.
He seems like he's my kind of guy. And I'm more, now we talked about it today. I'm not the point where I'm big on winners. I do think there's something to be said for that.
Ask around other coach. Go talk to Coach Baranek at Kearney. In the schools and teams that he's seen, and there's two guys that he talks about. Saunders from South.
And Chucky.
Chucky. Guys that have winning DNA.
There's something to it.
I agree.
There is something to it. All right, Parker Gabriel. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm going to piggyback this.
Can we call you again in the morning?
Yeah, sure.
Every day. Nick's on every day at 8:20. Sorry, Nick.
Get my coffee right when it kicks in. It'll be great.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
And with that, we officially say hello and a happy Tuesday to everyone. My streak was almost broken, George. My streak, was almost snapped today. You know what streak that is?
What streak is that?
I, Nicholas Allen Baugh, have been driving for close to... I mean, I've been driving for 19 years.
Yeah.
Never ran out of gas. I've never run out of gas. I've never run out of gas. And in fact, I have the audacity to rip on those that run out of gas.
I'm the same way.
Anytime I drive by anyone on the road that clearly has run out of gas, I'm like, how? How did it happen? But today, my friends, I was close. I was close, George. I had to... pull over, because at one point, you're sitting there playing with fire, can I make it? Ooh, I don't know if I can. See, and so I had to pull over, get gas quick, but yeah, it was almost broken today. So I take it you're with me. You're in the never ran out of gas club.
As soon as that light comes on, I don't care what I have to do, what's going on at the moment. I'm locating where's my nearest gas station. I need to pull over.
Explain to me. I don't understand. For those that have run out of gas frequently,
yes.
What do you? Are you just never looking at your the gas meter? Like, what are you? Are, like, how is this happening?
I have a best friend. Actually, I'm standing in his wedding this weekend.
Right.
And he, I'm telling you, it drives me nuts if I drive in his car because his gas light will be on. He'll be like, oh, I have 30 miles. Man. And I'm sitting up there. I'm like, I will GPS something. I'm like, we are 12 miles away. That thing says 8 miles. You are not going to make it.
And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I will even, once I get to about a fourth.
Yeah.
I don't even need to get to where it's like the light comes on. I am like, better fill her up.
Bingo.
Better go fill her up somewhere.
And it's, you know what? It's normally when I'm on my way home, I know I'm probably not going back out for the rest of the night. And I was like, what am I doing tomorrow morning? Am I going to want to get gas tomorrow morning? No, I'm probably going to get gas tonight.
And that, see, I think my issue was yesterday I drove more than I thought I would. I had to go, Betty.
Oh, shout out to Betty.
My mother-in-law, which had Mava at the zoo.
Oh.
And I had to go drive to the zoo to pick up Mava and then take her home. And we had to go, like, I did more driving yesterday, and I think it ate up more of my gas in my mind of what. And so all of a sudden, when I got in my car today and started heading to work, I went, uh-oh. But, yeah, I was close. I don't think I was that close, but I'm the type of guy, like, if I get close at all,
that's
my
close
anxiety goes sky high.
That's close enough.
But I've never done it, and I don't understand.
I don't either.
Early on in my relationship with my wife, we were obviously, she was my girlfriend, that she ran out of gas, and it was like, oh, what was going on? It might have been right before an NBA Finals game.
Ooh, bad timing.
Early on.
Bad timing.
I want to say it was like it was either Lakers Celtics or Lakers Magic.
Mm.
And she was like, I ran out of gas, and I was like. It hit a point where I was like, do I love this girl? Could I marry this girl? You talk about petty reasons to break up with somebody. If this would have been just a girl, you know, have you ever like gone on a date with someone and it, you know, like you're like, I don't, this ain't really going
right,
anywhere.
This ain't
like
worth it.
If she would have been, I'd have been like, hey girl, Kobe's on. Sorry.
Kobe's warming up. I can't miss it.
I'm talking like I just sat on the couch and it was like just about to get going.
Man.
And she was like, hey, ran out of gas. I'm at 132nd and Dodge. Can you? I'm like, psh. You're lucky you're so damn cute because I can't say no to you. But yeah, I was, that'd have been a good way to.
Oh, man.
That'd have been a good way to break up. So, you know, you sit down with the next girl, you're going to. So what happened in your previous relationship? Oh, it just didn't work out. Well, what happened? She ran out of gas before game two of the NBA Finals, and I told her I was not going to go. I was not going to go fill up the gas for her.
Yep,
was
she that? Broke up with me on the spot.
Yep, that's what happened. But how about that? So, yes, hey, I know, no need to applaud. My streak is alive and well, and I can confidently say I will never run out of gas. I don't get it.
To all you people
out there that run out of gas, I don't understand you people. How is this happening?
I have no inclination to, like, push my car anywhere.
No.
Nope. I will never run out of gas.
And in some ways, you can say, like, I also don't feel, there are sometimes you feel a desire to, like, pull over and help someone that's stranded on the road. If I pull over and you have ran out of gas, I'm starting my car back up and I'm gone. Not helping you. Come on. You screwed that up, all right? You screwed that up yourself, okay? Streak was almost broken today. I was feeling, like, My armpits a little sweaty right now. I was feeling the heat a little bit. A little nervous for it. All right, tons of good stuff today. Thor Tripp, Robin Washit, both going to stop by. The daily lineup is powered by Action Batteries. It all starts with us, 84th and J Street, actionbatteries.com. We're inside the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios, 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @NickBob. I got another stat from that Athlon magazine. I told you, I chew it bit by bit. I'm so excited to get into this stat. Really excited. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. We're off and running on a full tank of gas Tuesday. All right, game time.